Our community theme this month is belonging. And so we'll be wondering about what it means to belong in several ways. Today, I am lifting up the Jewish holy day of Yom Kippur. Yom means in Hebrew the day of. What is Yom Kippur, the day of? Can anyone tell me? Atonement. Atonement. That is a big word, and what it means in a short way is that when you do something wrong, you make up for it, or you make amends, as we say in our covenant of right relationship here. That is what atonement is. And we saw that in our story of Josh Shapiro and Sammy the Spider. In the days leading up to Yom Kippur, Jewish people are expected to go to those they have wronged and ask for their forgiveness. People are also expected to fast, to go without eating, for the 24-hour period of the actual day of Yom Kippur, which this year starts Tuesday at sundown and goes until Wednesday at sundown. So Jewish people are expected to pray in order to confess what they have done wrong, to pray for forgiveness, to pray for those they have done harm to, and above all, folks pray to do better in the coming year. They pray to change their behavior. And they also pray to engage more fully in acts of justice in the world. Ultimately, Yom Kippur is about relationship, about getting back into right relationship. And folks are expected to do this with other people, also with themselves, and above all and ultimately with God, because at Yom Kippur, your ultimate act of requesting forgiveness is requesting God's forgiveness. A major symbol or image for Yom Kippur is that of gates. The gates that you go through to forgive, the gates that you go through for prayer, and above all, the gates of heaven. During Yom Kippur, it is believed that the gates of heaven are especially open wide to receive people's prayers, their requests for forgiveness, and their hopes for the strength to do better. And the final service, there are a number of services held in that 24-hour period for Yom Kippur. And the final one is Ne'ilah. And that means the locking of the gates, during which the gates of heaven close until the next year. Now, of course, Jewish people believe that really you can talk to God anytime. But this is just a very powerful symbology. So people want to get their prayers in sincerely before the gates of heaven close. Remember that when Josh came home from school before Yom Kippur, his homework was to make a list of all the people he had hurt so he could ask their forgiveness. So at this moment, I invite you all in a time of silence right now to make such a list, or maybe to start such a list in your head of the people you have hurt in some way. Maybe you will say their names softly to yourself. Maybe you might write the names on your order of service. So let's take a few moments together to do that, and I will chime us in and out of our remembering. Thank you. And if you're like me and that wasn't enough time, I invite you to consider this as a start that you can continue. I now invite you, in thinking of some of these folks you know you have hurt, how it is you might ask their forgiveness. So let's take another moment together, and perhaps you can make a bit of a plan, or maybe focus on one person in particular that you know you have hurt. How will you go to them? What might you say? How might you ask for forgiveness? For that person, what might be a good way to go? And then there is the other side of the coin. Someone might come to you asking for your forgiveness. This could be someone who has really hurt you in some way. You might still be very angry or sad or hurting, or all those feelings or other feelings. Your impulse might be to say no, but I urge you to consider forgiving someone who asks for your forgiveness. Now, all of this requires trust, honesty, and being very, very open about what happened and about your feelings. A word for that is being vulnerable, meaning that you're not hiding your feelings or protecting them in any way. It's really about opening yourself up to your most honest feelings and sharing them. And that is a scary thing to do for sure, especially when one or both people might be having some very strong feelings. So it's important to be sincere. And being sincere is about meaning what you say. It's part of that honesty. Whether you're asking for forgiveness or asking to be forgiven, sincerity, meaning what you're saying, is so important. And it's meaning what you say so that the other person knows that you mean it. And here is what I promise you. If you go through this process with anyone, including yourself, if you're with someone being honest and revealing your deepest feelings, whether they're asking for your forgiveness or you are asking for theirs, if you're both being honest and saying your true feelings, your real feelings, at the end of your conversation, you will both feel closer to one another than you did before. If you are sincere, that is guaranteed. The ties between you will be stronger if you engage in a powerful, sincere request or gift of forgiveness. After the final evening service for Yom Kippur, there is a big feast to celebrate. Now, many people will not have eaten for over 24 hours, so they are hungry, so that is one reason to do it. But another is that through the Yom Kippur services, people often feel a sense of relief, of newness and freshness, that they are starting over in some ways. And so that is certainly worth celebrating, and worth celebrating together for a religious community. Perhaps some kind of celebration can follow your asking for forgiveness or your offering of forgiveness. So that is a possibility too. So I invite us to read together the Litany of Forgiveness on the yellow sheet in your order of service. It reminds us that this beloved religious community is the place where we can, above all, a place where we can freely forgive and be forgiven. And let's just read all this together. For those we have hurt in any way, where through words or deeds or thoughts, here is a place to forgive and to be forgiven. For the excuses we have made just to be right, here is a place to forgive and to be forgiven. For the blame we have placed on someone else again and again, here is a place to forgive and to be forgiven. For passing up the opportunity to help because we were afraid, here is a place to forgive and to be forgiven. For hiding the truth from someone, here is a place to forgive and to be forgiven. For working beyond anger and resentment, here is a place to forgive and to be forgiven. For the times I have not felt heard, here is a place to forgive and to be forgiven. Forgiveness is never easy, whether for yourself or someone else. Here is a place to forgive and to be forgiven. May your hurt and anger be a guide to a more loving and compassionate self. May you realize that forgiving the other is not a sacrifice, a giving up of yourself and your story. Rather, it is a way of reconnecting with your best, most loving, and most beloved self. May you forgive yourselves and each other and find your way to a deeper sense of belonging here. So may it be. Blessed be.